Welcome to Reframing Rural, cultivating curiosity and conversation across the urban-rural divide. I'm the founder, Megan Torgerson, and in this first season entitled Coming Home, I'm excited to share with you stories of hope and resilience from the wide and wild Northern Great Plains.
I always think, why did the Danes come and settle here? Don't you think after one winter they would have turned around and been like, I'm out of here. Half of my family is dead, you know, because of this weather.
It takes a lot of hard work and planning to live in a rural area like that.
And I thought, holy cow, how in the world would I ever do it?
All we need is faith the size of a mustard seed, and we can move a mountain.
For those of you who haven't been, northeastern Montana is at once untamed and peaceful, endless and settled. It is the ancestral land of the Sioux and Assiniboine peoples, and since the late 1800s, it has also been home to Scandinavian immigrants and their descendants who sought a better life in the Treasure State. Here, tourism is limited to hunting, and the Sheridan County population of approximately 3,500 residents has increased only slightly in the last decade due to the neighboring Bakken oil formation. Many who grew up in this part of the country are retiring from farming and moving to warmer climates, or leaving for bigger towns offering more opportunity. I am one of the kids who left, but this project keeps me coming back. It also keeps me asking myself, how has the community changed since my childhood? Who is left to preserve our cultural traditions? And what is the future of this place?
Farms have to get bigger and bigger and bigger, and fewer people are coming back to farm. Children who grow up aren't coming back.
There ain't much left of old grandpa's place, is there?
I know, it's sad, isn't it?
Not many kids out here anymore. And the farms get bigger and fewer people. And there's not much work here unless you're a farmer, you know, or taking over a farm.
I think it was in the 50s they were running 5 combines at the time, and I don't know how many trucks, because that's what you needed to do to cover the ground at the time. It's a different world now. You can get a lot more done if one or two people.
While there aren't as many people as there once were, there's always something about home to be grateful for.
That was a wonderful place to grow up.
If you went to a place where you felt like you could see forever, so much you could see the curvature of the earth, that feels like home.
I'm sure if you close your eyes, Megan, you can just, like, think of yourself out in the field, dusk, right? Mm-hmm. It's just starting to get dark. What are the sounds that you hear?
They aren't even going to move for you. She's trying to record you.
Oh, home is the place I like to be the most. Just reminds me when the kids were little and we were all one family. That's home still. That's a picture you have in your mind you never lose.
I think there's been an overemphasis on how divided America is right now, on the news and in pop culture. But the theme of home is universal, and I believe storytelling has the power to connect us all. By elevating stories directly from rural residents, this project takes back control of the way rural issues are discussed, while bringing into focus details that are lost when people are boxed into labels by society. There is much reframing in store for season 1. In March 2020, we'll release episode 1, featuring the story of Kim Rudnigan, a mother of 4 employed in the natural gas industry, whose family is helping to reinvigorate the community surrounding Dagmar, Montana. For more information about this original podcast series, visit reframingrural.org. Thank you to all those who generously shared their stories, to Andrew Drinnen, Ryan Manthe, and Dan Sadomka for the music, to Linnea Ingalls for your invaluable feedback, and Seattle University for your help supporting this project's launch.